I'm Pam Evanson.
I'm Dan Lappin, and this is Breaking Sales, a nonconformist take on rejecting the sales status quo. Join the Lappin 180 team as we break the tried and died sales tactics and techniques that are failing you and your prospects. Here we are, Lappin 180 in Pinnacle Peak, Northern Scottsdale, team retreat. We're excited to be together here. It doesn't happen very often, maybe what, two or three times a year at most?
Maybe.
At most.
Maybe.
Yeah. So just let everybody get to know us a little bit better, that we are actually human beings.
Aren't you thrilled, listeners? You get to know us even better.
It does sound really
right.
Sounds really goofy saying that. That's what the production team told me to say.
That's right.
Here we are.
That's right.
Okay. Matches our personality. So, Christy. So you're back at Lappin 180. How long now?
Return or total tenure?
Both.
Yeah. Return year and a half ago. Okay. Total tenure now 5 years.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming you're still here.
You didn't wear the party hat on March 1st.
Party's coming.
That was a failed task, man.
Party's coming. So what made you get into coaching?
Pam.
At least we're being honest.
I'm a little bossy in that way.
Yeah. Made me get into coaching is probably an overstatement. Influenced me to get into coaching.
Encouraged.
Yes. So for those that are not aware, Pam and I have known each other since 2002.
Yeah.
We started our first sales job together, selling new home construction in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yep.
And we are both former teachers. So we both immediately struck it up. We've been best friends ever since, and you've been with Lappin 8 years?
It'll be 10.
10? Okay, see, I'm underselling it already.
In September.
Also, you need a party hat.
Don't you think my calendar's not marked for that one? 10 years with Dan Lappin? That's right.
So I was exposed to coaching through Pam joining Lappin 180, and really caught my attention in terms of the fun that she was having and the influence that she was having. And I identified well with that and said, that's what I want to do too.
Awesome. And for the listeners and audience, everybody knows this is Pam.
Hi, everybody.
Pam,
good to see you again.
She likes to share stories about our interview process together and what that experience was like 10 years ago.
Yes. It was a fun one. How many interviews do we have total?
I don't even
Several.
Remember.
A lot.
I don't remember.
A lot. Well worth the investment, though.
But you were right just decision. As discerning.
I would agree with that.
I was happy.
I wasn't looking to go anywhere. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what made you jump into coaching?
Years ago, when we were selling homes, one of my bosses at the time said, can you teach people to do what you're doing? And I said, no, I like selling. And he said, can you just do me a favor and try it? I actually think you would enjoy it with your background as a teacher. And I said, okay. And that's how it started. They just asked me to teach people what I was doing for my company sales-wise. And it was a nice background with the teaching. It was, it allowed me to fulfill my love of selling and fulfill my love of teaching altogether. How did you get into coaching? I don't think I know how you got into coaching.
Good question. I think a lot of it was timing, but I also think mostly it was, being in corporate America, which I did not do well. I did not enjoy it. I was not good at it. I was not fit for it. I can admit all that right now, looking back on it.
Yeah.
We did a lot of training. And so you'd have all these people come in and they would train us, right? And like either they were really, really high energy folks who wanted to really pump you up, get you excited in the moment, right? And then like 2 days later, you forgot all the training. But for the 48 hours after the training, you were really pumped up and excited. You didn't know about what, but you were. And then there was the other half of the trainers that would come in and they were just facilitators. And you could tell they never used the material. They barely knew the material. They never walked the walk or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, there's gotta be a better way, you know, to connect with people, to help people. And so, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to regret this if I don't try. And then I've told the story before. There were three things that were important to me. You guys have heard me say it. Yep. At the time, it was had to do something that I loved. Number two, it had to do something that I loved that I could spend time with my kids anytime I wanted. I didn't want to have anybody dictating to me my calendar, my schedule, or when I could be a dad and when I couldn't be a dad. And then lastly, I didn't want to have any kind of income ceiling.
The rest is history.
Yeah, those first 2 years were tough.
Not as tough as the past 10 with me, I'll bet.
We've had some moments.
But that's think about that. It was 10 years ago. It's a long time. It's a long time.
It is.
For something to be that impactful is, I think that's pretty cool.
My kids call you my my mom, my business wife.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Lucky you. How lucky do you feel right now?
So am I the business mistress?
Yes.
I mean, I can say that. I got to really clean my speech up for a podcast, but that's at least okay to say.
For those of you who have not met Christy, is Christy.
My goal is always to make Dan blush.
Yes, she brings a definite flavor.
I'm the super serious. Dan's the semi-serious.
That's so true.
Christy's the least serious.
Yeah.
That's really so true.
Yeah. I'm the most serious.
Yeah.
Shocking, I know. Shocking.
The three of us have been self-proclaimed stubborn people.
You two are much more stubborn than me.
BS.
Right.
I'll keep it a little bit PC here and not swear, but BS. I'm going to call BS. So we're all really stubborn. So how does it work?
You mean the three of us?
Yeah.
Respect.
And I think we also know when to, like, okay, it's my turn to relent here. Like, I just got to stand down. I think we do a good job of that. We do a good job of understanding when it's time for, okay, let's let Christy have this one. All right, let's have Dan have this one. Okay, like, let's have Pam have it for the 19th time in a row. Like, I think we're good at that.
Yeah, I think it's out of respect, though. I think because we've all earned each other's respect. That I do think we give each other a lot more objectivity or empathy and all of that.
And the give or take.
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
Like if I'm, because you and I have had some knockdown dragouts.
Yes, we have. Good ones, all healthy. All healthy.
But like, you know, like even now, because we haven't had one in a while. True statement.
Are we about to have one right now?
I'll probably be in the losing end of it.
He's going to save that until after we're out of the retreat.
I'll be in the losing end. I know that.
Speaking for myself, I think one of the ways I've grown is able to sit through positive tension, even I would call it negative tension-filled conversations, and not allow it to hold me down, if that makes sense. I don't like it when people try to avoid all this conflict anymore.
Same.
And I really feel like those are probably the times when I grow best, when I have to give myself a hard look in the mirror. And I don't like it when everything's always good and happy. And I like the tension. I like the conflict. I think it's healthy. And I think that's how people grow. And I think that's how people have to understand that this world isn't perfect. You're going to have to learn to deal with different situations and different types of people. And that's okay. That's a really good thing for all of us to learn how to do.
I think where I was going to go with that was I don't have to win when I'm with you guys. Like, if I'm talking to Christy and you want to do X or Y, it's like, okay. Or if you and I are talking about something and we have, and you've had a different opinion on something, and we have.
It's rare.
It's like, for me, I trust Pam. If that's fine. I
think maybe the trust word, too. Trust is important.
Yeah.
We trust each other for sure.
So now think back. Funniest favorite moment at Lap in 180?
Pranking you.
Funniest.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Funniest favorite or... Yeah, I would say all the pranks. Probably all the pranks. Uh-huh. All the prank days are my favorite by far.
Are there any that we can share?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
They may not be HR compliant.
No.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just so you know, listeners, we do have fun pranking one another.
No, they have fun pranking me.
We do.
That's what it comes down
to. Well, the number one goal in that is Discomfort.
Yes.
How much discomfort can we cause, Dan?
Because that's when we grow, folks, when we get out of our comfort zones.
So all of you may wonder, how did I end up like this? So there you go. There's the reason why. I have to watch my back all the time. Yeah. The target on it.
I think, actually, that was our first role play.
Yeah. It was our first role play together.
It was on a plane.
Frank, Dan.
I was shadowing Pam because it was within my first month of tenure at Lappin 180. And we thought to ourselves, how can we make Dan really uncomfortable? And we actually role played on the plane.
Yes.
And you guys did a fantastic job.
Practice.
Practice.
Yes. That's where it all started.
It sure did.
Why am I the one uncomfortable?
Thanks for listening to Breaking Sales. If you want to get engaged with us outside of the podcast, be sure to go to our website, lappin180.com. Go to contact us. You can also engage with us on LinkedIn at Dan Lappin or Lappin180.